The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Children were brought to Jesus that he might lay his hands on them and pray. The disciples rebuked them, but Jesus said, "Let the children come to me and do not prevent them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." After he placed his hands on them, he went away. The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, who is the first person that our Lord Jesus Christ visits in his earthly life? He starts with a child. And not just a child, but a child in the womb. The first person he visits is John the Baptist to redeem him, to sanctify him in the womb. God does not do anything by coincidence or by chance. He starts there. Because the way we treat the most innocent human life will affect naturally, consequently, the way we treat all human life. And then we find him in this moment. Now the Holy Spirit, the primary author of Scripture, wants us to know that in this moment, Jesus did not reject children, that he welcomed them. And not only that he welcomed them, that he prayed for them. So it's not merely a gesture of compassion or love, but he prays for them. To show us that children, and we understand this especially now in our age, they can be affected by physical, mental, emotional, even spiritual wounds that need to be prayed for. In the last few years, I don't know if other priests are experiencing this, but I have a lot of women, when they're pregnant, they come and say, "Father, would you consecrate my child? Would you bless my child in the womb?" I had a lady about a year ago. She and her husband had started to come occasionally to our parish. And one Sunday after Mass, I had not yet met them. She walks up and she's in tears and she says, "Father, can I ask a favor of you? Would you bless my child? I just found out I'm pregnant." And I wondered, gosh, why the tears? And she said, "This is my 8th child. We've been married for 5 years and I've had 7 miscarriages. We've been wondering, should we even keep trying?" So we went over to the rectory, and the Conference of Bishops of the United States had just composed a prayer for this situation. So I got this little book out, and I prayed over her womb. I didn't see the family for months. 6 months go by. I only knew their first names. I couldn't call them. I thought, gosh, did I do something wrong? Maybe they came for another Mass. I said something that offended them. 3 months ago, I got a card in the mail with a picture of them with their newborn son. And then I made a call to the family. And the first thing they said is, "Thanks be to God for Christ's blessing on our child." And I totally agreed with them. Children cannot just be affected physically, mentally, emotionally, but also spiritually. Earlier this summer, I went to a conference offered by an exorcist with a group of priests. And he said something that I'd never thought of. He was giving all these different lessons. And he said, "You know, if you notice, when you baptize a baby, there is a prayer of exorcism in the baptismal rite." He said, "It's so important that we say that prayer." He said, "In modern times, many priests are just letting go of that. They don't want to offend people. They don't want to talk about the devil." And he said, why do we say a prayer of exorcism with the baptism? And he says, this goes all the way back to the beginning of the church. He said, because when the Holy Spirit in baptism, when he comes to inhabit a child, he dwells in that child's soul. When a person is possessed, they are possessed in their body. A demon doesn't possess the soul. He said, there are situations where a child can be possessed even from the womb. And it made me recall a year ago when I went to an exorcism, and the man, his father had put a curse on him in the womb. He had been possessed from the time he was in his mother's womb, even though he had been baptized. And I don't know if the priest who baptized him had not said the prayer of exorcism. A week later, it comes out in the news that the Church of England has decided to let go of that prayer in the baptismal rite universally. And I thought, my goodness. Our Lord Jesus Christ prayed over children, for healing for children in every regard, not just as a sign of love, but as an example, as something to imitate. And it's one of the reasons in the Catholic Church we baptize children, so that they can have that encounter with our Lord from the start. That baptism is not delayed. Think of the longer a person remains in sin, the effects of that. The longer they are withheld from union with our Lord. May we imitate our Savior in the way He treats children.